had a family member kind of make a comment that's really always been said. Mm-hmm. I've just never heard it in this way, or, you know, the comment was, you know, ooh, Zaria, you kind of built like a white woman, like you got a white woman's booty. Oh. And I was like, hold on, because I was confused. It was so out of the blue, random, and, you know, I come from a curvaceous family. That particular side of the family, the person that made the comment, you mm-hmm. know, they are, you know, just when they were younger, they were everything, you know, so I'm proportioned, so it just kind of like struck a nerve with me. Mm. And then I'm thinking, like, you know, I'm a black woman, like, what do you mean? So I just kind of took it in a, I don't know, in a wrong way, to the point to where I knew, like, I'm comfortable with myself. You know, it just became a thing of, like, this is really weird, because mm-hmm. I've heard comments like, oh, you know, even growing up as a little kid, like, oh, Zaria, you know, you got a pancake butt or something like that. And it's crazy, because I just don't have a real big, you know, booty like everybody else.
She doesn't have a big derriere.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just thinking, like, this is really like an issue, to the point to where if yeah. I was hearing this as a little kid, you know, that wasn't something that I should be worried about.
Yeah.
I made a post on Instagram and I was like, man, my family never like backs off of me about my weight. And then I like posted a picture of myself. I was like, I'm confused on what a white woman's body is.
Exactly.
And everybody else is like, well, I guess I am too. Few of my friends that are actually petite or, you know, thinner, they kind of confided in me. We had this conversation just kind of separately, and it was like, I've heard those things from my parents or my family members as well. And I was like, wow, is this an issue? Is my, you know?
Yeah.
But then yeah. I started thinking, I was like, okay, is this a black issue? But then yeah. I was like, it can't just be a black household issue, because if I'm hearing like, oh, well, you built like a white girl, that makes me think like, okay, well, why do these, you know, non-black women feel like they have to go get behinds and lip injections? So I was just like, this is really like a negative outlook that we have, and it kind of sexualizes black women a little bit, you know? So, and some more comments that I have received were like, you're beautiful, you know, don't you ever forget that, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think of you as long as you're sure within yourself. And I was like, well, I don't want nobody to think that I'm not confident in myself, because I am. Mm-hmm. I just want to address the issue head on, because yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know, and I think that's such a good talk. I think we're going to flow very well with this, because you hit the nail on the head, because me and my girlfriend was just having this conversation the other day, and I think that's something I struggled with growing up because of my ethnicity, if I get the word out all the way, my background, my from where I come from, you know, my family members. And, you know, of course, sometimes we're not all built the same, and we didn't all come out with a big derriere or big legs or boobs or a flat stomach. You know, we definitely came out the way God wanted us, intended us for us to come out. So I this type of confidence who's saying to themselves, you know what, maybe I can really do this. Maybe, you know. If I do this on social media, or if I try this, or I think about starting a business and things of that nature, all that leads to something, you know. And to see the young women who are out here now, you know, when they're doing their fashion looks, or they're doing makeups, or they're taking photo, they're doing photo shoots and different things like that. My thing is, you better go, girl. You know, the sky's the limit, but you can go even higher than that, because you can pass up the moon, you know, and you can look at yourself and say, you know what, if I want to change something about myself, then I have to change that, because then I don't want to hear from someone else. I need to look at myself and say, you know what, you can change that, You know, you have the power to change anything you feel you don't agree with. And that just not on your looks, but it could be with your character. It could be with you in your life or when you go to school or how you deal with family. It goes in so many areas.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And I, with that, I would encourage doing it the hard way. I, you know, as confident, you know, as I am and strive to be, I, for one, make sure I stay humble.
Yes.
And I know there are some areas that, you know, I'm working on right now, like, I've been trying to go vegan, losing weight, and I was vegan for about a month, a full month. Then I slipped up trying to exercise, but that's a very humbling experience, you know, and there's nothing wrong within my experience. I realized that I need God, and there's nothing wrong with just asking God for strength, because there are going to be some days that you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, that you just really feel like giving up, and that you really need that strength, that divine strength from God. And once you get past whatever goal that you have, or that obstacle for the day, or, you know, for some people, it's just getting up out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
The start of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and that strength.
Yeah.
You are moving on to the next step, and I absolutely encourage taking the difficult route in a lot of things,
When it comes to body positivity and the women who are out there now, are there any certain people that you look up to? Because I love me some Lizzo. Girl, that's the, she doing
it. I love her.
Was like, who is this young girl? Where'd she come from? It's like she just went, well, pow, you know. Is there anyone else that you look up to, or are you anybody else that keeps you inspired?
I actually look up to Ashley Graham. It's a few women. Ashley Graham, Love Your Natural. She's on YouTube.
Yes.
Love Your Natural. And then it's actually a lovely young lady that's on my campus, or several lovely young ladies on my campus, and that is Miss Jasmine Connell White. You know, I just look at her, and she's just so strong.
Yeah.
And I know her personally, and she's never switched up. You know, she wears what she wants to wear. She says what she wants to say, and she's going to handle her business and do what she does, and I absolutely admire her.
Wow.
And it's so inspiring to see. When you look at these people, you really are just kind of like, man, I want to be a better person, so I better be cracking.
Yeah. But it has to start from somewhere. You have, you know, whether you're doing it in middle school, high school, college, you know, you wait to finish college or whatever, you have to start somewhere. You know, I think the thing is that when you have a woman who is voluptuous and who, you know, who has put herself on this, not only on the front line and said, and built this platform for herself, why would you want to change that? Why would you want to alter the way God made you? Because I look at women, some women nowadays, and they go through these diets and they lose all this weight. And I'm thinking like, well, who are you? You know, you can't even recognize them. And I used to love Monique Big. I love, what's her, the singer that they told her she needed to lose all that weight. Jennifer Hudson. Now, Jennifer Hudson she looks decent with hers, but Adele looks sick. You know, I'm sorry. I love Adele, but I feel like the weight looked better on her. She looked amazing with her weight. She carried it well. Because, you know, my grandmother never said, you know, because my grandmother was, you know, she says, I'm not big. I just have foundation. She would always say that. And I'm like, Grandma, what you mean? But she said, because my foundation is just a little bit heavier than everybody else's. I was like, okay, Grandma, you know. But she said that with confidence. You know, my grandmother never tried to diet anything. She just wore it well. She carried it well. It was well balanced. And I was like, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, before a lot of women go in out here and they're struggling with that, I feel like it takes more away from them than it adds to them.
And you know, honestly, even with that, like, and I just want people to be happy and healthy.
Yes, yes, and, yes.
You know, never, like, lose weight for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because, for what, you're going to gain it right back. And for the second reason, you're never going to accept yourself even with your big transformation.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, folks talk about, like, revenge bodies and stuff, and even with me personally, like, going on my little journey, I've been thinking about, like, okay, I know I'm a fetus person, you know, but I gotta look good, because the next time I'm probably gonna end up, you know. And when you, like, doing that run, or when you're doing that workout, or you're eating that salad, that's gonna work for, like, the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
And then you just like, oh my gosh, Lord.
The struggle is real.
And you really have to think about your reason. And mm-hmm. your reason should always be to be healthy, to be happy. And yes, like, I love, you know, like you said, I love Monique. Now, I feel like she's doing it really healthy. I look at her
Instagram. Her videos. Yeah.
Yes, her Instagram videos, and she'll do the vegan diet, but as for, like, these artists that, you know, and everybody's different, but for these artists that just kind of pop up and
y'all skinny all of a sudden, yeah,
it's kind
of
like,
yeah. It kind of makes you wonder, because I'm thinking, like, you just got skinny overnight, and I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. And I know, I'm pretty sure the body it goes to a toll, whether you had surgery or whether you had lap band or whatever like that. There are certain women, you look good just the way you are. And I feel like sometimes people don't say that enough. You know, they're, like you said, they're too busy pointing out all your so-called flaws, you know, and it just really doesn't make any sense. I want to throw this question out here as well, too, because when it comes to not just women, do you feel like men go through this as well?
I do. I absolutely do. Mm-hmm. Especially men that are, this gets me, like, so, you know, just touchy, but I definitely feel like this goes for men as well. And, you know, we really base this about Black women and, you know, just really, like, who we're talking about. But honestly, men go through the same thing. And it's so sad, because when I think about it, they don't talk about it enough. Because it's more so like, oh, this is emotional, you know, oh, I don't really care about how I look. But when I see on campus, some young men, they really don't take pride within themselves. That really hurts my feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
I go to an HBCU, so I'm surrounded by brothers, and I'm just like, you're smart. You can do this. I want you to show up to your test in some nice slacks and a press button down. You know, take pride within yourself. Mm-hmm. Love yourself. Because you don't get another you.
You don't. You might come back as a butterfly, and ain't nobody might not even see you.
Well, I'm telling you, you don't get another you. This body is never, you're never going to get a new one.
Yeah.
So it's just like, embrace and love yourself, because you're the only you that you have. And for the young men out there, you know, it's so important that you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really about the little things as well. Do the small things for yourself. Surround yourself by positive people. because I know, especially like in high school, I don't know if the college boys do this, but you know, I've heard of some boys comparing themselves, their male parts, when they, and that's like a boy, I don't even know. I ain't never did that with none of my friends. It's like, you know, don't compare yourself, because for one, you're still growing.
Yeah.
Even if you aren't, you know, that's your business, and you are perfectly fine. You know that if you don't accept yourself, how do you expect someone else to accept you?
Yeah, that is very true. You know, but we play the game with ourselves. We pretend, oh, I'm all right, I'm good, and this and that. But then when someone else comes along, or you know, we have to show our true self. We start to kind of like, I'm not really feeling that, you know. And I remember being like that in so many ways, and I'm thinking like, now V, now you know you can do better than this, you know. And I think the older you get, you start to realize, you know, wait a minute, I can really do this. I can really change this. I can really come out of this. I can really grow from this. And you start to, and I'm very much thankful for social media, but sometimes it has its downfall. But when it comes to that, and so many people wanting to shine and make people feel good and inspire, it gives a great platform. You know, like I said, you have men who go through these different phases, whether they're working out, whether they're dressing, whether they're, showing themselves off, but they're putting themselves out to be a positive motion for other people. You know, when you're doing it to be light to someone else and not to cause someone else to feel bad about themselves, I think you're doing justice. I think you serve humanity when you get out here and just, you know, you do what you feel, not based on who you are and what you look like, because a job is not going to hire you because you're heavier than someone else, or you're taller than someone else, or you have bigger breasts than someone else. That's not what they're looking for, you know. Yes. And if they are, you're in the wrong business. You need to be in the business of show business or modeling, you know. But yes. When you
and,
go get ready, go ahead, love.
Even with that, I'm so glad that you said that, because my daddy, he would always tell me this as a little girl, but when I started doing the pageant, because I represent a fraternity, when I became this black and gold, he'd always, you know, kind of check me and kept me humble, and he was like, as pretty as Miss America is, Miss America's getting on somebody's damn nerves.
Mm.
So you make sure you have yourself together. And that, like, you know, that changed the game for me. It's
yeah.
True, you know, there's more to it than just your physical appearance.
Yeah. But so many people look at that now, you know, it's like, that's the end thing, you know, and you end up missing out maybe on a great person because you're so busy looking on the outside that you end up missing a wonderful human being. Someone you could have got to know, or someone that could have taught you something, or you could have learned something, you know, definitely vice versa, but you end up missing out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And honestly, it happens to the best of us. I know that just happened to me. And I know that has happened to so many more people. Like, and it's so sad because, you know, God makes us as these great individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And we sitting up here worried about what somebody looks like on the outside.
But of course, that, you know, that's why God gave us eyes, so we can look. But then when you get to really know a person, it's almost like, wow, I didn't know that about you. I said, yeah, because you were too busy looking on my outside. You didn't ever open up my book to try to see if you knew me, you know. And or you were too busy based on what somebody else told you about me. And you miss all of that, you know. And I'm glad that when it comes to this, it's such an eye-opener now, because I notice it's such a movement. It's so many people taking hold of self, body positivity and building that confidence, because there was an area of time where it lacked. You know, it lacks so many tools. It lacks so many people pushing this movement. And nowadays, you're thinking like, well, hell, I'm human too. Blood run through my body too. You know, I am who I am. You know, I may not want to change that. You know, either you like it or love it. You don't move on. You know, but go ahead, my love.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. Absolutely. I totally agree.
Well, I'm glad we got a chance to discuss this topic. It is very vital. For those who are listening, you know, you can go on Google. There are a lot of there are a lot of positivity, body positivity books that are out there. How to heal yourself when no one else can. Living in the body that others and other things that you hate. I see that there's emotional detox, the positivity kit, the evolution of goodness. There's so many things out here for you. If you're struggling with this area, in your life, you know, reach out to a counselor, reach out to someone in your church, or, you know, pick up a book and actually indulge in the book and actually learn some things on how to build yourself up from this, you know, or listen to a podcast, or listen to, you know, talk to someone, you know, because you're not in this by yourself. This is such a huge movement, and it's such a huge thing for people to, you know, love themselves. It is self-care. It is self-indulge. It is self-reliance, and it is self-confidence, you know. And Zara, I really thank you for putting this out here and allowing us to kind of elaborate on this, because it is such a good thing for women and men to understand that no matter what you look like and no matter where you come from, you know, you are who you are.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. So you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Virtuous Diva and Company. And in the words of Day Day off of Friday, it's not your booty, but it's your beauty, honey. You guys keep it safe and keep it positive. And we'll be back with more Virtuous Diva and Company. Peace out.